BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Rahab.
The Lord said to Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you will lead the people into the land I promised them. I will be with you just as I was with Moses. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. So be strong and full of courage. Obey the instructions I gave Moses. Don't turn away from them in any way. If you follow those instructions, I'll be with you in everything you do." With that, Joshua started organizing the people for their campaign into Canaan. He started by sending two men across the river to spy on the land. They entered the city of Jericho and stayed at the house of a prostitute named Rahab. The king of Jericho found out that they were in the city, so he sent a message to Rahab, "Bring out those men who are staying in your house. They're spies for the people of Israel." The men were on her roof, where she had hidden them under bushels of flax. She told the king, "Yes, they were here, but I didn't know where they came from. Just before dark, they left before the city gates were closed. They didn't tell me which way they were going, but you should be able to catch them if you hurry." So the king sent men to chase after them. Rahab said to the spies, "Everyone here is afraid of you because we know that God has given you this land. We heard how the Lord opened up the Red Sea when you left Egypt. When all of us heard this, we had no strength left in us. We were totally discouraged because your God is the God of heaven above and the earth below. He has done great things for you. I protected you. Now swear by your God that you'll show kindness to my family. Spare our lives." "We'll spare you when the Lord gives us your city, but only if you don't tell the king about us. Tie this scarlet cord in your window. Your family will be safe if they're in your house. If anyone leaves the house, we're not responsible for what happens to them." Rahab's house was on the city wall, so she put a rope out the window and helped the men escape. They hid in the hills until the men of Jericho stopped looking for them. Once it was safe, they went back across the river. They told Joshua everything that had happened. They said, "It's true. God has given us the land. The people are afraid of us." So Joshua led the people towards the Jordan River, where they stayed for 3 days. On the third day, the leaders of Israel went throughout the camp and told the people, "Break camp tomorrow morning, then watch the priest. They're going to pick up the Ark of God and move towards the Jordan River. Follow them, because you haven't gone this way before. Tomorrow, the Lord will do amazing things for you. You'll know that God lives with you and plans to drive out your enemies from before you." Joshua told them to select 12 men, one from each tribe, and send them to him. Then he told the priests what they were to do the next day.
Come back next time to hear the second part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.